Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world. And a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we sure got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let go.
Hey. Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Welcome to another edition of Monsters Radio Live. It is Monstrous Monday. We're here to help you get your week started. We got some hot new music for you guys, a couple requests, some things like that. We got the Who's Bumping Who, Who's Getting Fat. We got a whole load of things ready for you guys just to get your week started. Because, hey, sometimes we need just that little bit of motivation to carry on throughout the week. So I'm DJ E-Monster, so let's go over here and say what's up to the lady of the hour. Miss Unbelievable. So, how you doing there, Miss Unbelievable, on a monstrous Monday?
You know, I'm over here just being monstrous with my mimoso. So, if I can enjoy the ride, cause it's gonna be a fun one tonight. Yes.
Okay. Let's move tonight. Let's move. Time to get a little fancy glass. Okay. That's what's up. Okay,
I'll take a picture. I'll take a picture to be in the monster page. It'll say Monstrous Monday Mimoso. And I'll tell y'all how to just, you know, make it. And y'all tip the drink up and remember Miss Unbelievable when you drink it. I'm just saying.
There we go. So, all right. Let's see. I do got a request. I got some more hot new music. I got some indie artists. I got some majors. I got a whole bunch of people for y'all. So, all right, kick back, relax. We're going to get y'all week started right about now. So, up first, I got some people from over there in London. They're like, we heard about this new Eminem song, but we ain't heard it yet. Can you play it on Monstrous Radio? Do this look like a damn request line? I guess it do. It's not Takeover Tuesday, but we still going to get it. 424-243-9649. Press 1, whether international or domestic. But this is a new Eminem. It's called Kamikaze. Monstrous Radio.
We live, y'all. Enjoy. Tip in the drink.
Against the clock, I race. Got no time to waste. I'm already late. I got a marathoner's pace. Went from addict to a workaholic. Word to Dr. Dre and that first marijuana tape. Guess I got a chronic case. And I ain't just blowing smoke. Less is in your mama's face. I know this time Paul and Dre, they won't tell me what not to say. And know me and my party days have all pretty much parted ways. You swear to God, I forgot him. The God it made not afraid. One last time for Charlamagne. If my response is late, it's just how long it takes to hit my fucking radar. I'm so far away. These rappers are like Hunger Games. 1 minute they're mocking Jay. Next minute they get to stop amigos. So they copy Drake. Maybe I just don't know when to turn around and walk away. But all the hate, I call it walk on Watergate. I've had as much as I can tolerate. I'm sick and tired of waiting. I done lost my patience. I can take all of you motherfuckers on it. Once you want it shady, you got it. He's had to hit some smacking bitches. And don't make me have to give it back to academics. Say this shit is trash again. I'll have you twisted like you had it when you thought you had me. Slipping at the telly, even when I'm getting brain, you'll never catch me with a thought. Lacking with it, he ain't sitting like this on his lashes. Oh, you better go back and listen. You know me better. Thinking I'll slow a lad up, call it trap. Cause it's a total setup. Hoping that you rappers falling at. Drake said, hold your head up. Kathy Griffin stacking ammunition. Slap the clip and cock it back on competition. This is how I shot ahead. Gabby Gifford, my attack is vicious. Jack the Ripper back in business. Tyler, create nothing. I see why you call yourself a scary bitch. It's not just because you lack attention. It's because you worship these 12 balls. You're sacrilegious. If you're gonna critique,
you make you running for you. Detractors, I'ma have to fuck pitchfork with a corkscrew. Just what the doctor ordered. Revenge is the best medicine. Increase the dose from least to most and then tell the Grammys to go and fuck themselves. They suck the blood from all the biggest artists like some leakers. So they nominate them, get them there, get a name to MC to show every parasite needs a host. Then give album of the year to somebody that no one's ever even heard of. All I know is I wrote every single word of everything I ever murdered. Time to separate the sheep from ghosts. And I got no faith in your writers, I don't believe in ghosts. When rap needed it most, I was that wing in the prayer. A beacon, a hope for the B-I-R-D in the air. Somewhere some kid is bumping this while he lip syncs in the mirror. That's who I'm doing it for, the rest I don't really even care. But you would think I'm carrying an Oxford Dictionary in my pocket. How I'm burying these artists on a scale that turns your minus minus various. That's hardly in what's scary is you probably can compare me to your car, cause I'm just barely getting started. And far as Lord Jamar, you better leave me the hell alone, or I saw you and Elvis clone. Walk up in this house you own, bust my pelvic bone, use your telephone, then go fetch me the remote. Put my feet up and just make myself at home. I belong here, clown. Don't tell me about the culture. I inspired the Hobsons, the Logics, the Colder, Shonda, Kayata, 5'9"s and O. Across the world, 50 Cent, you just squat, piss and moan, but I'm not gonna fall.
There you go, London. The new Eminem, Kamikaze. And up next, I got some new Iggy Azalea. This is called Cream, featuring Tiger. We're going to open up. Yeah, we're going to do what we do after this.
Open up the safe, bitches got a lot to say. Pussy in your face, had to put you in your place.
Boom.
Seven letters on the plate, fuck you when I break.
Bitch.
I got cars, I got bags, I got real estate. For a play, I ain't come to play. I got big fish money, he gon' bite the bait.
Yeah. Can you drop it down, make that ass talk to me?
Keep that energy, gone up the Hennessy.
Ass.
I need my bag quickly. Separate 6 degrees, bitches think they know me. Sex pistol, sip vicious with you when it's horny. Hit me on my cash app, check it in the morning.
Cash.
In this bitch shining, dressed in designer. She could get
grimy,
and it's perfect timing. Gym with the tonic, Bella Hadid, homie could get it. Ass.
Ass rules everything around me. Deep in that pussy, yeah, I'm drowning. A shark in the water, how you found me? Best gift from around me.
I'm a dog,
I go hunting like a bounty. Yeah, make my own rules. Tattoos on her ass, she do nice pool. Welcome to the Players Club, Ice Cube. Diamonds might make the news. Bitch, that's Photoshop like rappers with the auto-tune. Your checks is not approved. RM52 and the skull waterproof. Niggas talk a lot of booth till they outside the booth. My niggas like Golden State inbound. Pull up and shoot.
Cash.
Okay, new Iggy Azalea. It's called Cream, spelled with the K. So I think she's trying to make a big comeback. From it's unbelievable. I think she's back on tour and doing a lot of other stuff. So okay, we're gonna see what she's gonna do. But that's her new track, her and Tiger. So what's going on with Monsters Monday? What's the weather like?
Okay, can I just say that I wasn't all that hot, but I'm a, you know, root for her. I didn't see the hotness, but I'm a root for her.
Right.
Yeah, wasn't all that hot, but I'm a root for her. I mean, she tried.
Okay.
I mean, she tried.
Mm-hmm.
All right, weather. Here's the weather. Oh, my food stamps was good. I bought me some shrimps and some lobsters and some crab legs. This with that shit. Y'all gonna have to catch me next week when I use my, you know, my little food stamp next week that I.
You don't know what to do with that. You don't even know what to do with that though. You don't even know how to season that. You don't even. You can't just use garlic salt. I'm just saying, it is what it is. You can't just do that. No, no.
What? You ain't taking my people bowl. Hold on.
What?
Hold on. I'm telling you, I just found that, you know, at the museum that Mississippi, you know,
homegirl grandma taught me how to make. You better watch yourself, young man. You better watch yourself, young man. Okay.
Look,
boy, don't
tell
no damn girl that she can't cook.
It,
don't do that.
You went right
no.
to your cabin. It sounded like you went right to your cabinet, start looking at the seasons, like, don't even play. Boom, like, look right, don't play with me. I got
no.
a whole line,
don't
a whole bunch right here.
I got two cabinets
full.
Don't play with me. Don't play. I'm telling you. So.
All right, well, before you get too spicy, so what's the weather like?
The weather's feeling kind of, if y'all like it, kind of, we got the weather. We feeling it's 67 degrees right now in Minnesota. Oh, London, nice crisp night. It's 46. In Paris, it's 45.
Night.
Nice crisp
chill night.
Chill night.
Mm-hmm.
In Atlanta, it's sitting at 77. New York, 61. Nice crisp weather all around. Dallas, well, it's kind of warm. It's 81. San Juan is 81. Ah, dang. Phoenix always got to do it to us. But it's 100. I mean, it's sitting at 100. Los Angeles is at 74. So I'm telling you, it's that crisp weather.
Wow. Phoenix finally made it down to some fucking weather. Like I said, if y'all been listening to the shows before Phoenix, been like 105 and all that, the stuff, you'll die if you got the flu. And I'm just saying, after 103, I'm not fucking. It just is what it is. I'm not doing it. I'm not getting butt naked with nobody. I'm just going to sit there butt naked all by myself. It is what it is. It's just too hot. It's just, get off of me. It's too hot. So they finally made it down to 100. So it's back to lovemaking in Phoenix. That's what's up. Okay.
Actually, it's lovemaking all over the weather for tonight. I'm just saying. That's that get it in, open your windows, butt naked, just sweat kind of weather. Get you a cold kind of weather after you done. What you sneezing from?
Right.
That good set. You know what I'm saying? What you do last night?
Bill, like, I can't even tell you because I have to burn your whole memory. You did just flame the whole memory. Just no, yeah. So, all right, what else we got coming up tonight on this Who's Fucking Who and Who's Getting Fat, also known as the Gossip Lifestyle? What we got going on tonight? Hello.
Oh, you know what? You know what? I mixed it up a little bit for us tonight. I got some Sports Fucking Who's Getting Fat. Yeah. And then I got some Business Who's Bumping Who's Getting Fat. And then I got some, you know, them people who be clowning every day in Hollywood, who's bumping who's getting fat type. And then I got the creep, the number one creep in the United States now. And I'll read you that. To come. To come.
Okay. You know, categorize it. Okay. Okay, that's what it is. We're going to see what she got in her cupboard coming up here just a little bit, people. So, all right, let's get back to some more of this new. Well, as long as you ain't heard it, it's new to you. New music. Let me see. What I got coming up? I got some Elijah J coming up. Let's see. We got one of the guys we did for our interview coming up here. But for right now, hey, let's get into a little bit of R&B a little bit. Maybe R&B, yeah.
Hey,
that's
my type of music.
So, all right, this right here is for the youngins. This right here is Cody Shane. This is called Sing to Her, right here on Monstrous Radio on a Monstrous Monday where the underground artists are above ground and they making quakes, player.
Hey, now. Don't sue us if you make some babies off of this tonight.
Monstrous Mondays, DJ E Monster, right here on Monstrous Radio Live. So up next, we got Eliza J, featuring Koi. This is called Release. If y'all ain't seen this video, we got a major, major actor in his video. If you guys can let us know who it is, hit us up at monsterusradio@gmail.com. If you're the fifth person to tell us who that actor is, you can win a whole Monstrous Radio outfit. Check it out, Eliza J, featuring Koi. This is called Release. That's the video on YouTube now.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Need a release, ay. Said, need a release, ay. Yeah, yeah. Do it like this, ay.
Came in here broke,
yes, I.
Came here to drink,
yes, I.
Came here to coke,
yes, I.
Don't wanna think,
yes, I.
Don't give a
girl, I just
need a release, need a release, need a release. Came in here broke,
yes I.
Came here to drink,
yes I.
Came here to coke,
yes I.
Don't wanna think,
yes I.
Don't give a
girl, I just
need a release, need a release. I've been picking up his left to me, but I'd be damned if I let them see. Always keep it locked too tight, no open sesame. They hate it, gets the best of me. Always weighing me down, quicksand on the ground, yeah. So I'm about to pick my issues. Cause there's money to be made, what's the issue? So I'ma drink this tonight, hit this lick and get paid. Give a f*** about what you say, or how I felt when I was with you.
Came in here broke,
yes I.
Came here to drink,
oh, yes I.
Came here to coke,
yes I.
Don't wanna think,
yes I.
Don't give a f***,
girl I just
need a release, need a release,
oh, yeah.
Need a release.
Came in here broke,
yes I.
Came here to drink,
yes I.
Came here to coke,
yes I.
Don't wanna think,
yes I.
Don't give a
no.
Girl, I just
oh,
need a release,
no.
Need a release. I've been feeling like a shell lately. I ain't been feeling like myself, baby. Ain't no high, it's just crash, baby. Up in 80 gets the best of me. Always weighing me down, quicksand on the ground now. I'm about to pick my issues. Cause there's money to be made, what's the issue? So I'ma drink this
on the hate. Hit this lick and get paid. Give a f*** about what you say. Oh, how I felt, cause I still love you.
Came in here broke,
yes I.
Came here to drink,
hey, yes I.
Came here to coke,
yes I.
Don't wanna think, yes I.
Don't give a f***,
cause I just need a release.
Release,
need a
me.
Release, need a release,
yes I.
Came in here broke,
yes I.
Came here to drink,
yes I.
Came here to coke,
yes I.
Don't wanna
don't
think.
Lost in my thoughts, okay. Cough, 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 cough all my thoughts away. Pops told me, hold your head. Ma told me, it's okay. Girl said you broke my heart. World said you really changed. I really did. I got the pressure of a man when I'm just a kid. Problems that I always hid. Problems that I should face, but should. It's some different sh- good if you with the sh- good if you different then. All these other snakes in the grass shedding different skin. Ever since a slave, I've been plagued with depression. Ever since I prayed, I've been playing with progression. But I'm still afraid of the change I'm addressing. Never get it back like this, but I sure can't try. Coy way too fly, say otherwise you a damn lie. Even though I'm in disguise, always gotta wear these skies. Yeah. It's the pain that I hide. Yeah. Sorry mama, I tried.
Yes, I
came in here broke.
Yes, I
came here to drink.
Yes, I
came here to coke.
Yes, I
don't wanna think.
Yes,
good.
I
from you,
girl, I just
need a release. Need a release,
yeah.
Need a release.
I just
came
need,
in here broke.
I just need to
came
be.
In to drink. Came in to coke.
Don't bother me.
Don't wanna think.
Yes, I'm taking one more shot.
Need, need a release. Need a release.
Need a release.
Alright. So
say otherwise you
let's
damn
see.
But I sure can't try. Yeah.
All right, I got one more to go. So, all right, we almost landed an interview with this guy, but we didn't quite get it. But I still support this dude to the fullest. So, all right, I want you guys to hear this one. And then after that, we're going to come back when it's unbelievable and see what the who's fucking who and who's getting fat, also known as the gossip lifestyle, and see what's going on. I know she got a lot of stuff for us. Like she said, she got it all filed out for y'all. She got the crazy stuff, the not so crazy. It's like seasoning in her cabinet. So, all right, check it out. This one here is Biggie Simmons. That's right, Biggie Simmons all day. Man, I wish we would have got that interview with him, but hey, it is what it is. So, check it out. Monstrous Monday. This right here is a throwback. And we're just going to go ahead and roll into it like this. Yeah.
Girl, you must be tired. You've been running through my mind all day, all day. You've been running through my mind all day, all day. You've been running through my mind. It only get worse when I see you. Nigga can't even think straight. Girl, I know you tired. You've been running through my mind all day, baby. This is your song, baby. You can't do no wrong. Only the best for you. Gave me your heart, now come give me the rest of you all day. Chasing my bitch, chase them away. When them niggas be trying to get at you, but I got you now, so they know they can have you. When we together, I'm caught up in time. When I'm too busy, you don't even mind. I love when you sing all the words of my rhyme. You always know what to say at the right time. Oh, I know one time for your mama. Giving you that ass, you with me, you get ratchet. Outside, you got glass. Oh, one time for your mom, giving you that bitch. One time for your dad, girl, for giving you that gift. First thing when I wake up in the morning, when I go lay down for the day, girl, you must be tired. You've been running through my mind all day, all day. No crew,
image of me and you. Told you we go to the top of the world. Now come here and come look at this view. You made me wanna sing to you. Now tell me what it means to you. I ain't gonna lie, I ain't gonna lie. I'm ready to make you wake our tables up. Take off that dress. Come get this bomb. Girl, when I'm done, you gon' feel feelings of mine. Now, one time for your mom, giving you that bitch. One time for your dad, girl, for giving you that gift. First thing when I wake up in the morning, when I go lay down for the day. Girl, you must be tired, you've been running through my mind all day, all day.
Yeah, a little bit of Diggy Simmons for y'all. My bad. I know it's now Wet Wednesday, but hey, I'll be liking that little cut right there. A little homie went in. Again, that's Diggy Simmons. Make sure you check him out on his new music. Hit him up on YouTube, Instagram, and all social media. Let him know, hey, big homie, we heard you on Monstrous Radio. So all right, it's unbelievable. Let's go over here and bring it back. Look, I done opened up the wrong line. My bad. We'll get back to you in a moment. So all right, Miss Unbelievable.
Blah blah blah.
I know if I can even get it all right. So all right, what we got for our entertainment news for tonight? What's going on?
Hola. So, people, we're gonna talk about some sports. I know. I'm a sports girl. DJ Emonster is not. But these are people he may like, you guys. I'm just saying. Because he's a true Minnesota fan. Okay? So the Minnesota Gophers, and they got their ass whooped 42-13. I'm just saying. It was a heartbreaker because they have been playing so well. Like, so well. Here's another shocker. The Vikings played this week, and they lost. Yeah. They got their ass beat. Yeah, handed to them.
You know what? Hold on. Can I tell you what I think of your segment right now? This is what I think of your segment right now.
I'm going to need you to get out the bathroom. But on the upside, I'm going to need you to stop peeing on live. Y'all, he ain't peeing.
Wait, we ain't done.
Flush the toilet. You wash your hands. Don't be nasty. Go wash your damn hands. Y'all, he trying to touch me with his damn hands. That's so nasty. Go wash your damn hands. That's nasty. Go wash your damn hands. Go wash them. Y'all, I need to hear some water.
Okay,
stop playing. Stop trying to touch me. Go wash your damn hands.
Okay, I'm done.
That's nasty.
I'm done. I got handy wipes.
That don't work because you have to shake. Go wash your damn hands.
I don't have to shake. What are you talking about?
You have to shake to get the last pee out. Stop playing. Only the fan sanitizers work for the females because we, you know, only it works for us. Stop playing. Y'all boys know y'all got to wash y'all nasty ass hands. But anyway. Tiger Woods. he won. First win in 5 years. He won the tour championship. It was crazy. There were so many people chanting him on, walking with him. They had to have security, you know, going to the last hole. He is undoubtedly the most valued player to the U.S. Ryder Cup. He displayed that he's back. The swarm of people, like I said, like engulfed him. So his performance was, they said, the all-time best. He had a shot of 71 with two birdies. No one could touch him. They said he's back, and they were the most watched golf since he left.
That's what that was all about. Okay, now it's starting to make sense because I've seen a thing where Common was shouting out Tiger Woods. You know, he was saying, you know, he's really proud of him because, you know, he went through a lot. You know, the media tried to tear him down. You know, he had some relapse on his game a little bit, blah, blah, blah. But he stuck to it. He fought through it. And it came out a champion again. So, okay, now it makes sense. See, I didn't know he was playing in a tournament and he won some stuff. So, okay, that's what's up. I also seen, did you see the thing with him and, what is it, Big Boy from Outkast?
Well, yeah, because remember he's now have done his rehab from his DUI. He's fully recovered from his breakup with his lady. He's dating this other white chick. And you know, he got his wife. Cause if he is, I mean, that's all he date. I mean, be proud. Hey, he let us know. He is not messing with his sister. No, we will not accept who his undeniable, unknowing who his ass is. And as black women, like, nigga, you black, you white, you green, you purple, we need to know something. Fuck that shit. You know, white women be like, I don't give a fuck who you are. I just love you. Yeah, no.
Okay, touche. My bad.
I mean, don't get me wrong. You know, Tiger. You know, hey. Mm-hmm. But we know, a woman, you know, hey, it is what it is. But, yeah, so him and Big Boy, you know, he's coming back on top. You know, everybody's about to ride the Tiger train because, you know, it's Tiger.
Right. Okay. So what else you got over there in your categorized book or your
seasoning? Okay, so here's your – I think you like the Timberwolves too, right? Because you like all Minnesota teams, right?
Yeah. Win, lose, or draw.
Okay, so,
win, lose, or draw.
You so nice. You true to the Minnesota. Kyle Anthony Towns, Timberwolves, agree on a five-year – okay, now guess how many million? Just guess. And then I'll tell you the right. Just think of a number. How many millions do you think you gave Carl Anthony Towns?
Thinking millions, basketball, $20 million.
No. $190 million over 5 years. The maximum contract.
Oh my goodness. I bet he don't kneel.
And Jimmy Butler told the team he wanted to be traded because he ain't getting money like that. So he didn't go to the media day today. And they said they're not trading Butler. They don't care until they have a situation that will involve them getting something good for him. Otherwise, he got to play his contract out. Towns was the number one pick in 2015, and he's been giving it to us. He averaged 21 points, 11 rebounds, 1 point block per game, 54% of shooting, his free throws, played 82 games, 12.3 rebounds, and he was in the All-Star for the first time. So they're saying he's worth every bit of money that young player said that he was going to do. He has delivered for the Timberwolves.
Oh, so is that what that's all about with him wanting to leave? Because I've been seeing it on social media. You know, I caught a little whiff of it. I did catch a little whiff of it. Because I'm going to keep it 100. I'm a fan of his. I was glad to see him coming here. You know, and I like watching them play when I go to the games. But I've seen on social media a lot of people starting to be angry. You know what I mean? I guess the whole big thing is they're saying, and you can correct me if you're wrong, because I mean, you watch the sports and everything, but everybody's mad. It's not that he wants to leave, but they're saying, but he waited so close to training camp or the first opening up of, you know, the season on what's supposed to be going forward to say now he don't want to play. And like, if that's how you felt, you should have said that at the end of last season. So is that what it's all about? He's mad about because Townsend got all that money?
Well, no, he's been saying he didn't want to get traded for since last year. He just now put it in the hyper gear. But remember, all the teams pretty much did all their trading already. So they're saying if you knew you wanted to be traded, you should have got in to the trades when they were doing the LeBrons and when they were doing the, you know, Kyries and everybody who was, you know, when they were doing all the big trades, because then we could have did a multi, you know, trade that would have made sense. But because he waited, now there's really no one that they're worthy to trade with that's going to benefit us letting him go. So they'll rather either have him ride the pine or he, you know, do his contract instead of, and then wait next year where they know that they can get some for him because his contract is up and they don't have to give him any money that's left on his contract. They'll have a clear salary cap to trade him.
Right.
Hmm. So.
Okay. Now they're going to see him funny when they come on the court. Okay,
last but not least, the Steelers, my Pittsburgh Steelers are playing tonight, and they're winning 23-7.
No, I ain't got no going bloop, bloop
go,
sound effects.
Go steal it. Go. Oh. And that is our first
awkward
monstrous. What?
Awkward.
Sports.
Nothing. Awkward.
No. Nothing. What? Stop hating. Sports. Monstrous Monday. What? Are you cheering for my team? Oh, great job. They're getting a win. Your team did an L. I'm sorry. So we want to take a breather right here. We going to keep, huh?
Did your team win last week?
Mm. It's not about last week. It's about this week. I'm just saying we don't go back in the past. We say with the present. And the present is your team lost and we're losing money. Okay, so are we going to take a breather or are we want to know some other stuff? You want to know some other stuff?
We're going to take a breather and then we're going to come back and you can tell us the rest. Matter of fact, I'm going to let Mariah Carey tell you how I feel about what you just said just now. GTFO.
Wanted to join this
conversation with us, y'all. Yeah. GTFO. You left me alone. You planned it. My breath was
that last bit of commentary. GTFO. You know what? I think Mariah Carey made that song up after her baby daddy came out talking about he a fuck boy and anybody can get it, and then he went on the road.
And everybody got it.
He was straight wilding out.
And everybody got it.
What else we got?
Okay. Check it. Sirius XM to buy Pandora radio service for $3.5 billion. So if y'all like Siri, they're about to buy Pandora, and we may have to buy it, but for hopefully for those who don't, $12.95 a month and listen to it free still, let us just pray that that'll stay that way.
Right. Good luck with that.
I know. Okay. So that's just the business part. That's a little, you know, music business. Okay. So, Nelly, he's been off the picture for a while, right? Y'all want to know the real reason we don't hear from him anymore? Y'all want to know why?
Okay. Yeah.
You want to know why?
Why?
He is country. He has went completely country. He spoke with the Breakfast Club and said that hip-hop community is cold. He said, growing up, country grandma was probably 30 years old. Now he was a kid, and his priorities are different. He said, don't nobody buy his CDs. But the country folks, they said they're more welcoming, and they welcome him, and they take him in. His tracks hit. They listen to him. He's gotten older. He said his hip-hop fans are different. They don't open him with open arms, and he thinks that their support for the country is better. It's not an ego thing. It's easy to change people's minds, but while in the game, it's better to have two genres than just one. He said his album have charted, but his sales aren't the best. But he sold 6,300 units as a country rapper than he does as a regular rapper.
Right. Okay. Well, I mean, I could see him crossing over and doing that type of stuff. There is a genre for it. Honestly, I've talked to a couple country people. I'll talk to you about that in just a little bit on how they feel about how country is evolving today. But, yeah, I know Nelly had wrote a couple country songs. I can't think of the artist. I want to say it might have been McGraw. But I know he had started writing a couple songs, and some country singers were singing the songs, whether he was on it or not, and the songs were successful. So I could see him actually doing something over there in the country industry. I mean, look what happened. Snoop went over there and made some money. Snoop went over there and made songs with Willie Nelson. You know what I mean?
So, yeah.
But the country community, like you said, it's a lot more accepting, even though the country community within itself is going through turmoils or going through, I don't know, they're fighting on an identity level. They're saying a lot of the new country music is not true country. Like, it's not like the Cash, the old Bonnie Ray, the old country is turning into something else. But it's still making a lot of money. But go ahead. What you think?
It has. It's not, you know how they used to sing, you know, the love songs. There's a lot more rapping. There's a lot more pop. It's not that down-home honky-tonk country that was out. It's more upbeat, and it's got more, some have like a storyline, you know, and it ain't like back in the day, you know, where you knew when country came on, you had that twang thing. Yeah, you can't, you'd be like,
right.
That, no, yeah, what, wait, That's country. Oh my goodness. So yeah. Unless you're like for real, like country old school person that does like the Bonnie Raitt and the and like Johnny Cash, like you said, the Oak Ridge Boys, you that ain't that. You're not getting that. And it's interesting because they're not even remaking or grabbing. You know how R&B grabs the, back in the day, Oak Ridge Boys and Johnny Ray and all them guys, they don't even go back and grab their hooks or their lines or nothing. It's just fresh, new, upbeat country.
Right, right. Yeah, yeah, and that's like a whole discussion in itself within the whole country community. About how country music is and how it's turning around. As a matter of fact, saying that, we're speaking about some country music. Let's go over here right now and talk to the Monstrous fan, seeing that she likes country music, and maybe she can give us a little bit of insight. Yeehaw! I hope I did that right. You there, Monster Van? Hello!
Yeah, hey, Imanta!
How you doing? You
gonna hey,
help
girl, what's crackalacking?
Well, hey, just my, just some rodeo. That's all that's cracking, the whip on the rodeo. So all right, we talking about country music. We know you listen to country music. How do you think country music is from yesterday to today? Like the old school country, is it different from country music today? Yeehaw!
What? I don't know. I like the newer country than the older country music. I don't know.
Oh, okay. So what is it about the newer country that attracts you to it?
Like, what do you mean by that?
Like, is it like you like today's country more? Is it the beat, the rhythm of the music? Is it the storylines? We just got better singers now today than they did back then. What is it about today's country music that makes you like it?
I think it's the better singers.
Mhm. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that sums that up. So, all right. So how was your weekend?
It was good.
Okay, that sums that up. so you got anything special coming up? You got any big concert? Didn't you say not too long ago you were going to a concert?
Yeah, I'm going on Saturday to the Justin Timberlake.
There we go, Justin Timberlake. Where's he going to be at?
Well, first I thought it was going to be at the U.S. Bank Stadium, but it's at the Excel Center.
Oh, okay. Okay, at the XL. All right. Justin Timberlake. All right, that's what's up. That's what's up. I can't think of none of his songs right now, but I am a Justin Timberlake fan.
What, you don't know any of his songs?
You know what? I do know a song. He got a song that he did that was actually a country song originally. Was it the Whiskey song? I believe that's what
no,
it's
he
called.
Doesn't sing a whiskey song. Oh, he sings Cry Me River and Sexy Back and Can't Stop the Feeling.
Yeah, he sings those ones, but I'm pretty sure that maybe that's not the name of the song, but he's talking about something about being on the rocks and something. And yeah, it's one of my favorite songs by him. I just can't think of the name of it. I should Google it right now just to find out the name. But yeah, it was originally a country song, but he sang it, you know, obviously in a Justin Timberlake way. And I really like that song. So awkward, but I'll admit, let Miss Unbelievable say hello.
Hola.
Hey girlfriend, what's crack-a-lackin'?
Hi. Was crying.
Usually just hi. What?
What?
She must be trying not to do one of y'all moments, because y'all know I be in my feelings. Y'all be,
Stop it, you hater. It's all good.
He's not hating on us, though.
You don't know the shade he's throwing right now, but that's okay. Put your glasses on.
Yeah, I can know. Maybe he's not drunk right now, but he was. I saw that he went to Mystic. I asked him if he won anything. He didn't tell me.
Oh, well, dang.
Oh, I never asked him
anything
out there. That's why. No, I wasn't drunk. I never actually made it out there. I just didn't get back on social media. No.
Yeah, that's what I asked you, but I wasn't sure if you were there and you were wanting to stay overnight there. That's what I thought.
Yeah. Nope. You know how everybody always be like, yeah, I got free tickets. Anybody want to go? Let's go kick it. And then I say, yeah, I want to go kick it. And they say, oh, I already used my ticket. Ain't that about a, it is what it is. So, yeah, people send me bills. You did? Well, this is how much I can get it for. Man, don't send me a bill. I want the plug. You did? I'm going to pay for something. I want the whole big plug. I could have got a bill by myself. I could have called in and got a bill. You did? I'm just saying. 190 miles. I'm still trying to gamble.
So you
got to
pay for
gamble
a bill?
By itself. You know, so. But all right, we are almost at the end of the show. Let's see, anything else you want to put out there or anything you want to speak up on right fast?
Well, I hope that we beat the Rams on Thursday because we lost against the that other team on Sunday.
See, you didn't have to do all that. Right, so you had to do all that. You know what I think it is?
I know.
I think it's the curse of a tie. I really do. I think it's the curse of a tie because Green Bay got hammered as well. You know what I mean? They got hammered as well.
Mm-hmm.
But let's keep it 100. I know some people, they're going to be mad at me as I start to say this, but as I get through it, you're going to be like, true, it is what it is. But if you're a true Minnesota Vikings fan, if you're a real fan and you've been watching the Vikings over the years, why are you mad? I already knew that the Bills was going to beat them because they were supposed to beat the Bills. We all know if we're not supposed to beat the team, we're going to be competitive as hell. But if they say we're going to beat that team, we lost. We lost from get-go, from the newest broadcast after the last game, we lost. As soon as they said, oh, yeah, Minnesota going to beat them, oh, we lost. I tell you that now. We lost.
Yeah, I was mad that we lost, but at least we'll beat the other people on the Rams on Thursday, but it's a late night game this week compared to
Right, Thursday night game. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this week on Thursday it's like a 7:20 game or something.
No, they play in the fair.
At the Rams. They play at
St. Louis.
Okay, at St. Louis.
Yeah, we play against the Rams.
Okay.
Yeah. They played here on Sunday. Saturday.
Oh, okay.
Whatever they play.
At least they ain't going to be in East.
Yeah,
Louis.
I thought we were going to beat the Bills because they played in our hometown, and I thought we were going to beat them. Because usually we always win in our hometown when we play against someone.
What? Look, see? Did I hear a little extra?
Who are you?
I'm going to leave it alone. Kumbaya. Yeah, the other lady on the line.
And to you too.
My team is winning, though. Oh, I'll put myself on mute.
Yeah,
actually, I like the
feud
with Ben Roethlisberger and Antoine Brown. Oh, he's so good.
Oh, you just had to talk about somebody on the team.
Thank you very much.
No, I've always liked
Thank you. Thank you. Monster
yeah,
fan.
I know you're
just
NBA hating on us now since I like some of your players on your team.
There's my gal right there. Good taste. I'm just saying, great taste.
Anyways, on our way up out of here, do you got any shout outs you want to do there, Monster Fan? You got any shout outs on our way up out of here? And then better not be no stools.
Well, I like being on your show and talking to you guys. I know that sometimes you guys are busy, so I don't have time much, but. But I like to talk to you guys when I can.
Okay.
One of these times I'm going to be on
you
the website Wednesday. And no, I'm serious, but maybe that's after I get married. But I'm going to be doing that. My mom says you don't talk about any girl stuff much on Wednesdays, except for that one time.
Right. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we got to see if Miss Unbelievable, she got some shout outs. You got a shout out there, Miss Unbelievable?
Okay, I got a request. All right, y'all. So tomorrow is Takeover Tuesday. I'm going to need y'all to help me with some advice of how to get my baby back. I'm just saying, because I miss my baby. I miss my boo. I need some advice of how to get my baby back so we can be long time, long partner. So, you know, hit up the Monster page and give me some advice.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All you gotta do is yell out the window, I need my baby back with my baby back. Bobby just saw. And he's gonna show up. I'm just saying. That's how you get your baby back. If y'all don't believe me, all y'all out there trying, just go outside and yell out, baby.
My baby back. We out of
here, y'all. Peace.
Okay, with you. Bye, y'all. Love you for listening. Bye.